It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert, our real estate expert. We've been talking a lot about spring. It is in full swing. Mary on the phone with us this morning, and I guess it's time to shake off the winter dust and get our homes ready for the rest of spring and summer, right?
That's absolutely right, Kyle. And if you're thinking about selling your home or just want to enjoy a smooth, stress-free summer, now is the perfect time to tackle some spring maintenance. And today we're going to be sharing the top 10 spring maintenance items every homeowner should check off their list.
All right, here comes some work. Let's dive in. What's number one?
Well, number one, clean those gutters and downspouts. So the winter debris, you know, that builds up fast. Clogged gutters can cause water damage and even lead to foundation issues. So get them cleaned and make sure your downspouts are directing water away from the house.
Yeah, that's a good one. Obviously, a lot of people were surprised on that March 16th event, and nobody wants any more surprise leaks when the next rainfall hits.
Right.
So what's next?
So number two, we're going to inspect the roof, right? So look for missing or damaged shingles, signs of wear or moss buildup. Quick professional can check now that could save you thousands later. And especially after we've had like these high winds and ice storms, you may not realize it, but those can do damage to your roof.
Yeah, and good to have professionals do that because sometimes our eye doesn't catch things. So it's good to catch those roof problems early.
Right. But prevent leaks again. Number three, service your HVAC system. So before the summer heat kicks in, get your air conditioning tuned up. So a clean, efficient system keeps you cool and boosts energy efficiency, which buyers love.
Yeah, and it helps keep those electrical bills in check, too.
Yeah, if you're wondering why your electric bill is going up, you might check some of the systems in your house.
All right, number four.
Number four, power wash the siding, patios, and decks. So not only does this freshen up your home's exterior, it removes grime, mildew, and stains that have built up over the winter.
And it really, I mean, it kind of feels like spring just when everything's sparkling clean. Let's go on to number five.
Number five, check your windows and doors for leaks. So look for cracks or gaps in the seals. Resealing them improves insulation, keeps the pests out, and adds a polished touch to your home.
Yeah, great ways to add comfort and value as well. What else should we be doing?
Yeah, number six, spruce up your landscaping. So trim those trees and bushes, edge up the lawn, refresh your mulch, and plant a few colorful flowers. So great curb appeal sets the tone for potential buyers the second they pull up.
Yeah, first impressions, that really does matter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Number seven, clean and inspect your outdoor furniture. So if it's been sitting out all winter, give it a good spring cleaning. Replace anything broken or worn. You want your backyard to look like a relaxing escape. And if you're not selling, definitely it will be your relaxing escape.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be touring your home. And if they try to imagine themselves there and things are torn up and not clean, not a good thing. So get it cleaned up.
Yep. Number eight, test your sprinkler system. So make sure there are no leaks. Like, do not wait till we have that first 90-degree day and you're like, oh my gosh, my lawn needs to get watered, right? Do this in advance. Make sure there are no leaks, broken heads, or timing issues. So efficient watering helps keep your yard green and your water bill under control. And if you do it in advance, you'll keep your lawn green all summer long.
Yeah, I've seen some geysers where sprinklers should be sometimes. That could be a bit of a mess.
Yeah, and those are memorable, just not in the good way. Number nine, touch up your paint. So walk around the house, look for chipped or faded paint, especially on trim, shutters, and doors. A little touch-up can make your home feel fresh and cared for.
And number 10.
Number 10. This is not my favorite, but kind of what happens, these garages become the catch-all all winter long. So declutter your garages and sheds. Clear out old tools, organize storage, and sweep the floors. A tidy space makes it easy for buyers to imagine how they'll use it and helps you get a head start on your moving prep.
Yeah, boy, solid list there. So clean gutters, inspect the roof, service the HVAC, power wash, seal windows and doors, look at your landscaping, clean the outdoor furniture, test the sprinklers, touch up the paint, and declutter those storage areas.
Yeah, good job, Kyle. So whether you're planning to sell or just want to enjoy your home all summer, checking these off now will set you up for success and peace of mind.
Yeah, great insights there. We've got time to take a look at the last 7 days in the market here in the county and how the month ended. Let's take a look.
Yeah, so we have for the week of April 4th through April 10th, we had 8 coming soon new listings. We're seeing more of these hit the market now that April's here. So in the last 4 weeks, we had 20 coming soon new listings. In the last 7 days, 62 listings on the market. This is fairly consistent with the last 7 days. I expect to see even more next week as all the trees are blooming. 186 new listings for the last 4 weeks, 16 listings back on the market. We had a jump in bumpable offers negotiated. 5 sellers negotiated bumpable offers. This is up from 2 in the prior week. No short sell pendings. We're still seeing a lot of price changes, 50 for the last 7 days. Pending sales jumped a little bit from the prior week. We had 55 pending sales negotiated. That's up from 52 in the prior 7 days. Sold properties, we had 26, and only 2 listings came off the market.
All right, now let's talk about some of the listings that are out there.
Yeah, so sometimes it's hard to find the house right now, so you might consider a build package. Here's a cute lot on 3rd Street in Oakland, Oregon, 0.23 of an acre. It's got a nice level spot at the upper portion of the lot that has a great view over the city of Oakland and the surrounding foothills. Offered for sale at $60,000. I believe manufactured homes are can be built on this, so you could build a custom home or get a manufactured home in place.
Wow. What about, let's go out on kind of the green Happy Valley area.
Yeah, so this is 155 Nestucca Lane. This is a home in a park called River Place, and it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square feet, built in 2021. Price on this is $145,000. Space rent is $850 a month. So this could be another affordable option. You could finance the home and pay your park space and still have money left over for the rest of your daily living.
Now, some people like condos, especially if they've got a good view. Talk about one of those.
Yeah, so 13 Mountain View. There's been a lot of these condos come up for sale. Good to consider. $220,000 is what this property sold for. 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 1,300 square feet. So right in town, affordable living.
And let's see, north on Stevens, northeast of town, I see one here at a good price.
Yeah, 101 Isabel. So this came back on the market. It was a flip. It's going to be all spruced up, yard fixed up, deck all good, freshly painted. This does have a detached garage that could also have an ADU put into it. But it's a 2,300 square foot manufactured home that's all been spruced up on a quarter of an acre for $329. This will make a great little home for someone.
And I see some good square footage here just above downtown.
Yeah, so 910 Southeast Kane Street. This is a cool property, just over a quarter of an acre. The main home is 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,000 square feet. It's got a basement. It also has a second home on it. So you're getting 2 homes for $350,000. It just needs someone to come in and do some TLC, and zoning is medium density residential, so a lot of options on this one.
All right, running out of time. Any open houses to highlight?
Yes, so 459 Oak Valley Loop in Winchester. Check out this house. It's all been spruced up, updated, 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, just under 3,000 square feet with an in-ground pool, $750,000. It's open today from 3 to 6 p.m.
All right, that wraps up our time. Mary, thanks for being on. Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today on the Morning Report, where our news time is now 9 o'clock.